This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police fired volleys of tear gas at protesters hurled bricks during clashes in Hong Kong Saturday as several thousand activists protested an attack by suspected Triad gang members last weekend. Reuters' Anna Bevan.
Police had refused to allow the march on safety grounds, but protesters pushed ahead, having criticized the police for failing to protect the public from the attack by suspected members of the city's shadowy criminal network known as the Triads. What began as a peaceful protest soon grew increasingly tense. Rocks and bottles were thrown at police by protesters, and riot police stormed a pedestrian bridge. Last Sunday, around 100 club-wielding men burst into Yunong Station, hours after protesters had marched through central Hong Kong and defaced China's liaison office. The suspected gang members attacked protesters, passers-by, journalists and lawmakers, leaving 45 people injured, one critically.
That is Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting. Eight senior military officers are to be charged in Sudan with crimes against humanity over their alleged part in the killing of protesters on June 3rd. Sudanese prosecutors said on Saturday that the country's ruling generals did not order the deadly breakup of a protest camp last month. Instead, prosecutors blamed paramilitary rapid support forces for exceeding orders and dispersing the protest camp on their own initiative. The report found security forces were told only to clear a lawless area close to the protest camp, not the site itself. The prosecutors put the death toll at 87 people. Protesters say that 127 people were killed in the incident. This is VOA News. At least 10 Pakistani soldiers were killed Saturday in two militant attacks, according to the military. Six soldiers were killed when militants across the Afghan border fired on a military patrol near a security post in North Waziristan region. Four paramilitary troops were killed in the second attack during a search operation in southwestern Balochistan province. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the North Waziristan attack. There was no claim for the Balochistan incident. Russian police detained hundreds of people on Saturday, including prominent opposition activists, around a political protest in Moscow. Jonah Green of Reuters reporting.
Thousands of demonstrators gathered in the heart of the Russian capital to protest the exclusion of opposition candidates from the ballot for Moscow City Council, a vote scheduled to be held in September. Several activists wanting to run for a seat were arrested before the protest, while police took to the streets in riot gear. Demonstrators chanted slogans including "Russia will be free" and "Who are you beating?" as lines of helmeted police pushed into the crowds, beating people with batons and arresting hundreds. They also stormed the video studio of Russia's most prominent opposition figure, Alexei Navalny, arresting the presenter during a live YouTube broadcast of the protest. Navalny was sentenced earlier this week to 30 days in jail for calling the unauthorized gathering. I'm Ben Thomas.
The U.S. Marshals Service, which has custody of the North Korean-owned ship Wise Honest, is reviewing how to sell the seized vessel as ordered by a federal court that has yet to decide officially if the family of a U.S. student once held in North Korean custody before being returned in a vegetative state will receive the sale proceeds. The U.S. federal court in the Southern District of New York authorized the sale of the seized North Korean cargo vessel last week following a claim filed by the parents of Otto Warmbier. Warmbier died shortly after being returned from detention. The claim by the Warmbiers was their attempt to collect part of the $500 million judgment awarded to them by a federal judge in Washington, D.C. back in December against North Korea. In a SpaceX cargo craft delivering more than 2,200 kilograms of research, crew supplies, and hardware was installed onto the International Space Station Saturday. NASA said the Dragon spacecraft was installed on the Earth-facing side of the ISS at 1601 GMT. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.